Relaxation exercise 1. Diaphragmatic breathing and relaxing the shoulders and neck muscles. This exercise explains relaxing the shoulder and neck muscles and how to do diaphragmatic breathing, which is really helpful in controlling breathlessness and panic feelings. It is important to practice this exercise as often as you can, but at least twice a day. Before we begin, it is important first to prepare to relax. Doing any relaxation just requires your intention to let go and unwind for a short time. Set some time aside where you will be free from any distractions. This is your time. You may wish to tell other people not to disturb you. Ensure the room is warm with low lighting. Wear loose, comfortable clothing. Make sure you do not need the toilet and that you are not hungry or are feeling too full. Sit in a comfortable armchair in an upright position with your back supported. You may wish to place a cushion behind your back for extra support. Take off your shoes. Uncross your legs and place your feet flat on the floor. You may wish to place a blanket over your legs for extra warmth. Allow your arms to rest by your sides or on the arms of the chair. Allow the neck and head muscles to be supported with a pillow so there is no strain on your neck. During relaxation, you may wish to close your eyes to fully relax. Although if you prefer to keep your eyes open, that is also fine, and you may wish to focus on an object in the room, such as a picture or plant. It is normal to feel sleepy during relaxation, and some people say they fall asleep. However, it is better to stay awake if possible, so that you can gain the full benefit from the exercises. At the end of each relaxation exercise, give yourself a few moments to come round and feel alert again. It is important to practice this exercise when you are not short of breath, because it will be easier to learn and you can then use it to cope better at times when you are short of breath. Once you are comfortable, we will begin the exercise to relax the shoulders and breathe from the lower chest or diaphragm. You may also wish to do this with a partner or friend. Diaphragmatic breathing benefits everybody and helps us all to relax. Take a few moments to focus on the room, noticing any objects in the room. Then slowly, when you are ready, close your eyes. Notice any sounds around you. Notice them and then let go of them. This is your time for the next few moments to completely unwind and put any demands or thoughts to one side. Breathe slowly and gently. Allow your breathing to be calm and gentle. If you can, focus on breathing in gently through the nose and out through the mouth. Focus on the out-breath being longer. Breathe in 1 and 2, and breathe out 1 and 2 and 3. Do this for a few moments at your own pace. it can be helpful to breathe out with pursed lips. This is like blowing out through a straw, and it helps the out-breath to be longer. Try this for a few moments. Now, gently place one hand against your tummy and your other hand on the upper chest. Think about which hand you notice moves the most when you are breathing. If you notice the hand on the upper chest moving the most, this means you are not breathing as efficiently as you could, because the air is not getting to the bottom part of the lungs. You are more likely to be using the neck and shoulder muscles as well, which takes up more energy. It is natural to raise the shoulders when we get breathless, but this creates muscle tension and is harder work on the muscles and requires more oxygen. So over time, this will place a greater strain on breathing. By dropping the shoulders down, this relaxes the muscles and makes breathing easier. Slowly roll the shoulders outwards 3 times. And then roll the shoulders inwards 3 times to loosen up the muscles. Do this slowly and gently. Once you have done this, relax the shoulders down again. The key to diaphragmatic breathing is to notice the hand against your tummy moving as you are breathing. This is a good thing because it means the diaphragm is being used, which is the main muscle used in breathing. When you breathe in, you should feel the tummy push out as the diaphragm draws air into the lungs, and when you breathe out, you should feel the tummy go back in again. Breathe in slowly and out gently. Notice your tummy move out as you breathe in and move back in as you breathe out. Take a few relaxed breaths. As you are breathing, tell the shoulders to relax and drop down. Focus on your stomach expanding as you breathe in, like a balloon inflating, and drawing in again as you breathe out, like a balloon deflating. Imagine the breath drawing down into your stomach and then leaving your stomach as you breathe out. As you breathe in, count 1 and 2, and as you breathe out, count 1 and 2 and 3. Focus on the out-breath being longer. Say to yourself, I am relaxed, I am calm, I am in control. As you breathe out, use pursed lips, like breathing through a straw. Continue this for a few more moments. Imagine your body completely calm and relaxed. This way of controlled deeper breathing is most effective because it gets air into the bottom of the lungs. When we breathe with shallow, quick breaths, it takes more energy and the air is not brought deep enough into the lungs for oxygen to be used by the rest of the body. It is a bit like trying to blow up a balloon. If you try and fill the balloon quickly, you will use more energy than if you blow up the balloon slowly. By now, you should be feeling calm and relaxed. Keep practicing this way of breathing throughout the day so that it becomes more of a habit and you feel in control of your breathing. Once you are used to it, you will see how helpful it is in controlling the times when you are short of breath. When you are ready, in your own time, slowly and gently open your eyes and become accustomed to the room. Take a few moments to sit quietly and come round, feeling refreshed and more alert. Try and practice this exercise as often as you can, but at least twice a day. This way of breathing is also explained in week 1 of the COPD Breathlessness Manual.